The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening and welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins. Today's date is April 4th, 2022. Well, interesting day today. A lot of good news, some bad news, a lot of bad news, always bad news. Monday is always a bad news day, a day of blues. Going to play a clip here in a little bit. It is the censored version of it, so you don't have to leave the room. If you want to put in the choice words yourself, feel free to do so. I will. But I'm going to play the clip in its entirety without the language, because some may find language offensive. Actually, I find my country and being destroyed more offensive than language, but to make some people happy, I will play the clean version. I'm so angry today, I actually could be in that situation. I could drop some language that you probably say, oh my God, I can't believe Steve's talking that way. You know, everybody can be pushed to a certain limit. I am no exception. I am at that point today, very, very angry about that today. I'll get more into that. What's set off Steve today? But before I do that, I want to talk about something I talked about on Sunday, my show Off the Beaten Path. I mentioned something about trying to figure out of why the federal government, the state government, the local governments, the counties were pushing their employees so hard to take the COVID shot, the clot shot. What was the incentive? Why? Why push these employees so hard to take the clot shot? Do it or you get fired. Not much of a choice, is it? We all have bills to pay. We all have mortgages. We have car payments. Kids in college. What a situation here. Take the shot or get fired and live on the street. Some evil, evil people. Many people caved in and took the shot. Probably very sorry they did now. But I started thinking about why did they push so hard on the federal, the state level, the county, local, push so hard their employees to take the shot. And I started thinking about it. It's because they're broke. They're broke. They can't pay the pensions. It's always about the money. They can't pay the pensions. So take the shot, get sick, die. You don't have to pay the pensions. The benefits are gone. Medicare costs go down. Medicaid welfare goes down. But the biggest one I forgot to mention last night, it hit me. I said, geez, I can't believe I forgot that. It's something that you and I have all been paying into. We've been talking about it for years and years. Is it going to be there when I need it? Is it going to be there? I paid into it. It's my money. And now I should get it back, right? I'm talking about Social Security. They don't want to pay the Social Security out. They know very well, as part of the great reset, the depopulation of this country, this world, they don't have the money. I mean, think about it. They don't have the money. They're running their printing presses nonstop. Your dollar is worth less. Look at inflation now. the grocery store, the fuel prices, everything is going up. Your dollar doesn't go as far. They don't have the money to pay the pensions and anything else, Social Security. It's not going to be there. They don't have it. So depopulation agenda continues. All right, got that off my chest. Today, notified, we all heard probably, May 23rd, Title 42 expires. Title 42, which Donald Trump used to keep the illegals out of this country because of COVID at the time. The pandemic had just started up. And he said, maybe this will be a way to actually kill two birds with one stone. We don't get the illegals coming in because we can now say we don't want illegals come in this country because they could be carrying COVID. So it was a good policy. Title 42. That stands to be erased, eliminated on May 23rd by the Biden administration. So what we're looking at is a green light for illegals to enter this country. What are your governors doing about it? What's the governor in the state of Texas doing? His hands are tied by the fist. Not a damn thing. Border agents, what are they doing? Well, their hands are tied also. The ones who stayed who didn't get fired for refusing the jab. You know, it would take a governor with some gonadal tissues to actually call in the National Guard, which is definitely necessary to protect your borders, to protect your state. We are going to see the elimination, demolished of these states, 50 states, one by one, like cancer, metastasizing, spreading from one state to another, taking down a state within the state because of illegal immigration. Yeah, I think it's ample time. It's time to call in the National Guard. It really is. Governor of Texas is not going to do it. His testicles are rescinding. They're pulling up. Am I angry? Yeah, damn right I'm angry. I'm very, very angry. I love this country, and I see it being pissed away. What accomplishments we have made are being taken away. Erosion. It's gone. What does America stand for? What's our identity anymore? Rainbow? What does this country stand for? So I was so angry and I thought about it. You know, what clip could I play that could possibly tell you to relay the anger I have inside of me? And I picked the clean version. And that's the Jeff Daniels clip that I played many times before. I played the clean version. I played the dirty version, but today the clean version, the newsroom, Will McAvoy, on a college campus, Q&A session with the college students, the greenies, who believe that we live in the greatest nation in the world. They were shocked and awe when they saw what Will McAvoy, the news anchor, had to say. You've been indoctrinated. We are not the greatest nation in the world anymore. Michael, go ahead and play that clip.
No, I'm going to hold you to an answer on that. What makes America the greatest country in the world?
Well, Lewis and Sharon said it, diversity and opportunity and freedom and freedom.
I'm not letting you go back to the airport without answering the question.
Well, our Constitution is a masterpiece. James Madison was a genius. The Declaration of Independence is, for me, the single greatest piece of American writing. You don't look satisfied.
One's a set of laws and the other's a declaration of war. I want a human moment from you. What about the people? Why is America
not the greatest country in the world, Professor? That's my answer.
You're saying...
Yes.
Let's talk about...
Fine. Sharon, the NEA is a loser. Yeah, it accounts for a penny out of our paycheck, but he gets to hit you with it anytime he wants. It doesn't cost money. It costs votes. It costs airtime and column inches. You know why people don't like liberals? Because they lose. If liberals are so smart, how come they lose? I'm always.
Hey.
And with a straight face, you're going to tell students that America is so star-spangled awesome that we're the only ones in the world who have freedom? Canada has freedom. Japan has freedom. The UK, France, Italy, Germany, Spain, Australia, Belgium has freedom. So 207 sovereign states in the world, like 180 of them have freedom.
All right.
And yeah, you, sorority girl, just in case you accidentally wander into a voting booth one day, there's some things you should know. And one of them is, there is absolutely no evidence to support the statement that we're the greatest country in the world. We're 7th in literacy, 27th in math, 22nd in science, 49th in life expectancy, 178th in infant mortality, 3rd in median household income, number 4 in labor force, and number 4 in exports. We lead the world in only 3 categories. Number of incarcerated citizens per capita, number of adults who believe angels are real, and defense spending, where we spend more than the next 26 countries combined, 25 of whom are allies. Now, none of this is the fault of a 20-year-old college student, but you nonetheless are, without a doubt, a member of the worst period, generation, period, ever, period. So when you ask what makes us the greatest country in the world, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Yosemite? Sure used to be. We stood up for what was right. We fought for moral reasons. We passed laws, struck down laws for moral reasons. We waged wars on poverty, not poor people. We sacrificed. We cared about our neighbors. We put our money where our mouths were, and we never beat our chest. We built great big things, made ungodly technological advances, explored the universe, cured diseases, and we cultivated the world's greatest artists and the world's greatest economy. We reached for the stars, acted like men. We aspired to intelligence. We didn't belittle it. It didn't make us feel inferior. We didn't identify ourselves by who we voted for in the last election, and we didn't scare so easy. We were able to be all these things and do all these things because we were informed by great men, men who were revered. First step in solving any problem is recognizing there is one. America is not the greatest country in the world anymore. Enough?
That is a very moving piece. Enough to bring tears to your eyes. When you love something so much and you see it eroding, disappearing before your eyes, I can feel that anger. Inside, my grandfather was a brigadier general, a very proud man, served his country, 3 wars. I wonder what he would say about what happened to his America. I'm embarrassed. I'm ashamed of what this country has become. I really did want to play the entire clip and play it with the intent language as it should have stand, because it shows anger. Yes, even educated people use language sometimes. We all do. We're human. It's not like you use it all the time. It's simply making a point. An educated man can be pushed beyond the limits. And that's what the clip was for me. An educated man making an assessment of his country disappearing. We are not the greatest nation in the world any longer. We could be. But we're not. We are spiraling down right now. We are currently spiraling down right now. This is the worst I've ever seen it. I looked forward to my golden years. I really did. I don't know what the future holds. I really don't. I don't have a crystal ball. People like Fauci, people like Bill Gates have crystal balls. They have a vision of what the future will bring because they're the ones, the evil ones that are actually bringing these agendas to us. Klaus Schwab's, the Great Economic Reset, Depopulation, Agenda 2030. These are scary times. These are angry times. We may be pushed to the brink where we may have to rise up. If you love something so much, you do. You stand up and you fight for what's yours. You protect what's yours. Your castle. Your family. Things that matter to you. At 60 years old, I never thought we would be here at this place and time. I didn't think we'd ever be here. I've always, as a young person, looked and said, you know, the future looks great. It's what you make of it. Get an education. You can go far. You can do whatever you want. That no longer exists today. It doesn't exist. It's not the same world. We're living in a bizarre world. The Twilight Zone. Things we thought we'd never see, we are seeing, and people are getting used to it. The new normal. It uses language for a reason. To prepare you for giving up something that you love. The new normal. Affirmative action. No, I can't use that anymore. It's diversity. And if you don't like that, you're a racist. This is not a great country. Sad part about it is I would love to escape and go somewhere else. I really would. There's a time to fight. There's a time to say, you know what? This country is so evil. Our government is so evil. Where in the hell could I go to get away from these evil people? The sad part is there's no place to go because their tentacles reach out. They muck with everything. All countries. Nobody's immune to the evil of these people. Every once in a while, I have to play that clip. That's my way of venting my anger. I've been angry all day today because I love this country. And I don't know what else I can do. Call my congressman, call my representatives. What? They don't care. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. They're all in on it. Oh, you got a couple out there that act like they are. You know, they're working for you. But overall, they really aren't. It sounds dismal, doesn't it? I hate to bring this to the table today behind the mic here. I don't want to talk doom and gloom, but right now I'm very angry. I just don't know where else we can turn to. Is there a rule of law anymore? Well, if there was a rule of law, then why did the FBI sit on a damn laptop for nearly 2 years? Which showed pay for play. They hid it. The mainstream media covered also. And now we have one of the greatest frauds ever in history sitting in the Oval Office, brain dead as he is, tearing down this country that I love. We'll be right back.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Back. How was that for an opening? Many, many years ago, my father gave me his collegiate dictionary when he was in college. I still have that in my office here. And in the front cover, I asked my father one day, I said, Dad, could you write me something kind of inspirational in the cover of this dictionary? He said, sure. And he writes me to our wonderful son, Steve, may be successful and happy in his pursuit of life. Love Mom and Dad. That was written long ago. When I talk about the choices that we have to make, can we determine our own destiny? Used to be, hard work will get you everywhere. And now we see the world of diversity, which is discrimination against you and me, that I may not reach my full potential, my goals in life because of that. So the Jeff Daniels clip I played is spot on. America is not the greatest nation in the world. Not even close. 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. The other day, I'm working in the garage. I always work. I'm always doing something. And in my garage, my workshop, I was working on some small projects here and there, several at a time, usually multitasking. I turn the radio on in the garage here to listen to the news, what's going on in the world. Dennis Prager. I'm not a Dennis Prager fan, but he was on. And I was listening to his show. Sometimes I'll agree with him. Yes, I'll agree. Other times say no, no, no. Dennis Prager is an Israel firster, no doubt about it. I know. He knows where his paycheck comes from. He knows who signs his paycheck. He's never going to point a finger. Actually, he even pitches going to Israel. Take a trip to Israel. It'll be fun. I'm going on a big trip. Let's go all together. Gives you the details how you can all go to Israel on this special mission of what I don't know what you're doing, but he definitely pitches that part of his show. But I did catch the advertising also, something very interesting, advertising. He was advertising cigars. Cigars. Huh. An unhealthy cigar. I know, that's very unhealthy practice. I'm not sure if it's worse than cigarettes as far as the carcinogens, tobacco, soaking in all this stuff here. I'm not sure what's worse, pipe tobacco, cigarettes, cigars. But the bottom line, it's all unhealthy. It's unhealthy. They're taking advertising dollars from something that's unhealthy. There's no good smoking. There is no good smoking. Inhaling smoke into your lungs is always a bad thing. Always a bad thing. Yes, it's a legal product, but it's a very unhealthy thing. So why stop there? Why not advertise hard alcohol? Cirrhosis, liver, alcoholism. Yeah. Well, we get the beer commercials, but why not just, you know, why stop there? Go further with it. It's advertising dollars that you want. You've gone to one unhealthy practice, smoking. Why not add alcohol? Sure. What the heck? The bottom line, and what I'm trying to insinuate here and tell you is, do you really respect, do you really trust somebody for information who can sell you something that's unhealthy, who can be bought off to advertise something that's unhealthy? Do you really want to take them for anything, credibility? Do you really want to take that for credibility if they can be bought off to sell you unhealthy practices and take advertising dollars for smoking? I mean, would you, if you watched Fox and Tucker rolled out a bunch of promos and advertising for smoking or drinking or anything that was bad for your health, would you find him still credible? Would you believe that when he's telling you the news, he's telling you the honest news, the truth? Or would you scratch your head and say, you know what, if a guy can be bought off to sell you unhealthy marketing, can I trust this guy? Just telling me the news, the truth in the news. Can I trust this guy? Something to think about. That's the first time I've ever noticed that. I've never heard Dennis Prager have any advertising for cigars. Yes, I remember Rush Limbaugh smoked cigars. I also believe he died of lung cancer. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I do believe he died of lung cancer. Huh. Smoking those big stogies. Well, Donald Trump rally coming up on Saturday, North Carolina. Should be interesting. Some interesting things he said in Michigan the other day. I want to talk about it when we come back. Stay tuned.
True. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back. Let's go to the phones and talk to Patrick in Texas. Welcome, Patrick.
Hi, Steve.
Hello.
Can you hear me all right?
Yep, I hear you fine.
Okay, good. I'd like to start with, you know, with Dr. Peter Hammond. He's a pastor, South Africa. He's on David Andrew Kern and Hitchcock every Thursday. And he says, to understand where we're at, you got to understand Sabatain Zeti, Zeti, 1666. Now, he was the claim to be the Messiah, the Jewish Messiah. And half of the Jews, according to Dr. Peter Hammond, on the earth at the time, followed him enthusiastically. And he preached salvation through sin. In other words, the undoing of God's law sounded very satanic. And and so that was 1666. In 1776, the same year we declared our independence, Jacob Frank in America claimed to be the reincarnation of Sabatain Zeti. And Jacob Frank and Adam Weishaupt and Amschel Rothschild created the Illuminati. Mm-hmm. in 1776. So it's very, very dark. A group of people having to be the reincarnation of that, and they're all 33-degree Masons, and the Illuminati has got that Babylonian Talmudic past, which is Babylon was one of the most evil cities of all time, and the ruler who created Babylon, Nimrod, he's the worshipped by the Masons, and all of even Albert Pike, the 33-degree Mason who wrote the field manual for the Masons, Morals and Dogma, claimed that their real true God is Lucifer. And it's all very, very dark. The Masons were here from the beginning, and they were key instruments in a lot of the layout of D.C. And there's a lot of very powerful people from the very inception of America that were here. And to think that, we were... anything new under the sun, we're not. They know how to control a country through money. It was when King George couldn't get his soldiers to attack the Anglo-Saxons here in America. It was Amsterdam Rothschild that got mercenaries for the king, and that's the Hessian mercenaries that we fought, and Civil War, American so-called American Civil War, Jacob Frank funded the South and Nathan Frank funded the North. They benefit every time because they know they're going to make money. War is a very beneficial proposition for them. They make a lot of money off of that, either way they go. So, I think we're looking at the end result of what happens whenever you get these people taking over your central banking system and your schooling system with Carnegie and Rockefeller. They had a plan all along. It goes back to Sabatini-Zeddy, where the Prince of the Jews, he told them to get your kids in school and we'll take over. And what happens when the Jews immigrated into America? They got fake PhDs, where they became all the professors in all the Ivy League universities. It's so tied in with the Masons, with the Illuminati, with the Rothschild, and it's like Emil King said, it's not the New World Order. It's global crime gang. And it's what it is. They all come together, and they're working, they will benefit.
So, Patrick, no matter what. Let me stop there. What do we do? What do we do?
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? Because the Masons are extremely difficult. They've always been. JFK says, what we have is a monolithic. army, bring together vast resources, that kills him. And of course, he went about. There's only one way to do it, and that's we're going to have to go right to the American people. That's going to be difficult because you're going through the media, so it's going to have to come up through the alternative media. And they're going to be completely organized that way. It's just like with the carpetbaggers in the South. Well, for 13 years, they sold everything in sight and formed the FEMA camps, which were back then called the government zones. And it wasn't until we restored the common law grand juries. And also another dark past is the... Confederate Army by another name called
Patrick,
Klan.
We need to wrap this up here. You're going on a rant
that's
here.
It.
You're worse than me.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to have, going to have to restore the common law grand juries. And that's all not right. This fake usurping government. Just what we call de facto. It's going to have to be the actual grand jury of the people. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Well, that was a long one. It's longer than my rants. So, still no solutions to what we're going to do. I don't know. Get back to the Donald Trump rally in Michigan. A quote here, a rally speech here that I guess the whole Disney woke thing must have woke him up in a different way. He's awakened. He's not woke. He's awakened. He's very angry, but it was a good speech here, at least this part of it. I'm going to just address that real quick here. The American people will not sit idly by and allow our children to be indoctrinated, segregated, and mutilated by the lunatic left. And I have to agree. I think he got enough of Disney, Bob Chapek of Disney, woke, what's going on there. And, who goes woke goes broke. I think this is one of the dumbest decisions ever made by the Disney company itself. People are getting rid of their memberships. I know people personally in Tallahassee I've talked to and said they usually go once a year or every other year to Disney with the kids and stuff. That we're not going anymore. We're done. We are not going to give our hard-earned cash here to have our children be indoctrinated and brainwashed by Disney. Not going to do it. I guess Disney has a new movie out now, a gay film, dance and theater and a young guy with nails and the hair and everything. And they certainly have gone down an evil pathway, have they not? I was a kid. We grew up with Disney. We all grew up with Disney. We like Disney. Disney's not the same Disney. Nothing is the same anymore. As a child, we would gather. It was family night, Sunday night. Get your teeth brushed, get your PJs on, come downstairs. We all gather. We watched The Wonderful World of Disney together, family time. I enjoy those days. Those days are gone. I mean, Disney is not what it was back then. I mean, it's just a total, it's a nightmare. It's like a bad dream. Disney is a bad dream. So I don't support them. They can go broke. All I could care less. They go to what I theorize might happen. This is a good possibility. They're going to go broke. And they make a lot of money. They used to make a lot of money. That's why we don't pay state tax down here. So I theorize if they go broke because of woke, we will lose our state tax exemption. We're going to lose that. Maybe that's all planned for the – maybe they've already planned this out. Maybe this is part of the grand scheme of things to go out of business, to extort more of our money through taxes because we haven't paid state taxes in just eon. We had so much tourism down here. We got Universal Studios. You got Disney. You got Busch Gardens. You've got so much tourism money down here. But if everybody goes woke, they go broke, then nobody comes down here anymore. They really don't. They don't come down here and drop any money. So they're going to have to squeeze it from somebody. And they'll squeeze it from the middle class. And the poor people don't have any money. Can't take it from them. The wealthy hide their money. We'll take it from the middle class. Let's erase the middle class. Let's squeeze them a little harder. Let's go back to the phones and talk to John in Michigan. Welcome, John.
Hello, Steve.
Hello.
Good to hear your voice. I don't get a chance to catch your show all the time, but bringing up Disney, Walt was involved with a lot of sordid things way back when. Supposedly at Disneyland in Anaheim, there's a door with a 3-3 on it that is a secret door that things happen behind.
What's the significance of 3-3? What's the significance of 3-3? Is there something?
Pardon me?
Is there a significance with the number 33?
Well, we have the 33 degree Masons.
Ah.
I think that factors into that.
Got it.
But he was tied into many things that were not what we consider moral, and that's he presented it in a different way through his the amusement park, but and his movies, but the masonry goes deep everywhere, and it's not surprising that they're following this path. But I would wonder if BlackRock has interest in Disney too, stock-wise, because they seem to have capitalized on getting controlling interest in many areas that affect our life, and plan on continuing that. But it is sad that the children are the ones that are being used as their tool for decadence. And
well, not only that, I mean, you go for entertainment. You don't go to have your child brainwashed and indoctrinated. Not only do you have that problem, we still have the CRT in the schools, the public schools. We still have rainbow teaching in our schools, and nothing. This is the new norm. They keep saying, you know, this is the new norm, and they're doing us a favor. I don't know how you figure that. This is not subject matter for a school at all. It never has been and never will be. And I guess the only solution to this part of school indoctrination and brainwashing is just pull your kids out and find a way to do homeschooling until they make that illegal, and then we'll figure out something from that point on. But I don't see there's any benefit, I really don't, to the public school system here. And leading into your indoctrination in the college system here, it's just as bad. It's extending the indoctrination and the brainwashing in the college level with the professors, the libtard professors, professors there. I went to IU a long time ago, and we were able to think for ourselves. We were able to question. We were able to challenge. None of that is allowed today. That's all taboo stuff. You can't do that. I don't know. Is there even a benefit to going to college anymore? I mean, think about it. I go to college, I work hard, I get good grades, I get out of college, and then some corporation decides I'm going to hire cheap labor from India or somewhere else, the Philippines, and so I slide down the ladder here. And when it comes down to diversity, I'm on the bottom of the ladder now. It doesn't matter my education, my experience, I'm at the bottom of the ladder. Because now actually we have a rainbow ladder now, part of the rainbow, diversity. So I'm further down the ladder now. So when I talk about meeting my full potential in life, my goals in life, how can I do that if I'm pushed down the ladder because of this diversity agenda? I can't.
Well, this goes back to the 90s when they brought in outcome-based education and school-to-work programs. They used Michigan, where I live, and Pennsylvania and Oregon as the pilot states for these programs that were developed by David Rockefeller and Hillary Clinton and others. And the agenda was to totally corrupt the system. I think that John Birchers had a book out called The Pink Swastika. Mm-hmm. And in one of their comments, it was, well, if we don't have your boys by 8, it's too late. I think part of the Communist Manifesto has that breakdown of the morals, too. And it's really being implemented through the education system. All of these people that are 50 years old and younger went to school indoctrination with the vaccine program, which is not elite law anywhere. It's all mandated funding connected.
Well, John, let's not forget the contribution of dumbing down education by Senator Ted Kennedy, who I like to refer to as a limousine liberal, with his desegregation.
He was probably very much, it goes way back. Charlotte Isherby, who passed recently, and I talked many times. She was interviewed by her brother in the 90s when we were trying to expose it up here. But it goes back further than that. The book, The NEA, The Trojan Horse of American Education, by Dr. Sam Blumenfeld, takes it back to 1835. So that would be a good start for people to understand why we're at today. But the reason these people today, under 50, are so receptive to taking shots is because they were told that it was necessary for school. And it's just that they're clueless because their consciousness has been totally compromised with what they've been presented as education. That's one reason why this has been so successful, and also why it's the perfect time for the storm to happen. Mark Tucker wrote a letter to Hillary Clinton after they got into office, and this is Democrat or Republican, because our scumbag Republican governor brought the education system into this state, too. So it's an agenda to totally wreck this country by people that are way, way up the ladder as far as the agenda. The Rothschilds, the Rockefellers.
There's our music, mechanics. John. I appreciate your call. And tell your sister Mary to give me a call sometime.
Okay. Does she have your number, Steve?
Michael, give
I'll get it from my.
Hang on the line there, Michael.
Give
okay. All right. Thanks again, John.
I'll have Mike. I'll do that. She was just in Tampa this weekend.
Oh. Nearby.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Phones are loading up. I either said something right or I said something wrong. Let's go back to the phones and let's talk to James in Vancouver. Welcome, James.
Yeah, hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
My favorite Disney hero was Texas John Slaughter. Did you ever see him?
No. Not familiar with that.
Well, you got to check that. Probably you could. I think they got videos and things like that you can buy. Mm-hmm. Disney is very careful about their properties. They don't. Yeah. Nothing is for nothing with Disney, but. My last experience
with Disney goes back a ways when my daughter was probably 3 years old.
Yeah.
She's 36 now. And I took her to a movie called The Little Mermaid. I think that's Disney. Pretty sure that's Disney. Little Mermaid.
Right, yeah.
And I enjoyed it. I sat there with my little girl and she had big smiles and of course, she got fixated on it. Everything had to be, you know, you have to have the doll, the mermaid doll. You have to have this and that, the bedspread, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And Disney was still good then. That goes back a ways. But what happened here? What happened here? You know, you got 1% of your population that fits this category of woke, transgender, gender confusion. Yeah. So you're going to alienate and anger 99% of your client base for 1% that has this, I'm going to call it a mental disorder, because that's what I think it is. 20, 30 years ago, we called it a mental disorder. It's in the DSM-5, Diagnostic Mental Illness. But now we're going to make 1% happy and anger 99%, and we're going to destroy our business. That's good. That's fine. Go under, Disney. I could care less your history.
Right. I made a comment a couple of days ago, I think, on the network where I talked about polarization. This is meant to polarize society and cause confusion and distress. It's again, I have to say it goes back to the CIA that does this kind of thing. They've been doing it for decades. It's just a big
psyop. I would agree on that. I would agree on that. I would.
But anyway, I just wanted to say, if I was in Florida today, I wouldn't be going to Disney, of course, but I would have myself a portable typewriter, and I'd be searching for the haunts of Ernest Hemingway down in the Keys. That's what I'd be doing. I know what you think of that idea, but
anything to take my mind off of. You know, I got into fishing to take my mind off of things. It's supposed to be a relaxing thing, and then actually it's relaxing, and then you hopefully catch dinner. But I haven't done this in ages.
Yeah,
I actually need some beach time right now. I need some beach time.
Yeah. Well, let me put it to you this way. I wrote my first book that I ever wrote and published. I did it totally sober, which I regret, of course, because I do pretty good writing when I'm drinking. So Ernest Hemingway was a good drinker, and So I might do a bit of fishing, but I might do a bit of drinking in the bars he hung out in. So that's life, leisure, and the pursuit of happiness. I think it's in the Constitution somewhere.
All right, James, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
All right,
we'll talk to you soon. Second hour coming up. Stay tuned. Ron McDonald.
We must take America back. Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian. And my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You can't!
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.